you can come in through the bar door, pick up a beer or a cocktail, and go into the post office and collect your mail, because it's all licensed.
I don't know of many post offices where you can have a beer and post a letter at the same time, but it's possible if you're in the tiny town of Cockburn on the South Australian-New South Wales border, not too far from Broken Hill and the old mining town of Silverton. Hello, I'm Sophie Wainwright. The local Progress Association has brought the post office and the pub under the one roof to keep their town alive.
My name's Iris Williams and I live in Cockburn and have off and on since 1952. And I love the place. Get a bit emotional about this.
Iris Williams knows a thing or two about fighting for the community of Cockburn, a once vibrant railway town. They fought to keep the school open, the police station manned. But with a resident population of just 19, it's been a struggle. The thought of losing the pub, one of the last businesses in town, was too much.
It would be disastrous. We believed the town would close. And people, our campground, people were saying, we need a pub. The tourists, we need a pub. What's happened to the pub? Please do something. And then when my son, who owns the pub, had offered it to Progress, we had a meeting and everyone agreed we'd take it on. The hotel is the hub of the community. It's a meeting place. We all join together quite often. We'll all have meals together. We even have Christmas together. The whole town generally joins in. And it's an important part of the community.
Iris's son Ryan Easom bought the pub back in 2011 when the previous publican died. For family reasons, he's had to relocate, but was always keen to keep the pub doors open. He says it made sense to pass it on to the Progress Association to run.
It's easy to say, oh, well, you could sell it, but when you're selling something in Cockburn or lots of these little towns, you're only selling if someone's willing to buy. So it could be 3 weeks or it could be 30 years before it's going to sell. It's back to being a hub, so people are coming here and chat. They've only got to walk 5 metres and they can have a cup of tea or they can have a cold refreshment, also known as beer, because we're in the outback, and they can have a great time. And every beer or every meal will keep the streetlights running.
It's now up to volunteers to man the counter of the Cockburn pub. Luckily for Iris Williams and other locals, some new blood has come into town to help out.
My name's Penny Gibson. Came here about 2 months ago, basically sick of the city life. Got here late at night, about 11:30. When I arrived here, it was dark, so I didn't really see too much. I got up the next day and walked outside, looked up and down the road, and I was like, what have I done with my life? I was a little bit shocked at first, but then now it's apparently I'm a local after 2 months. Yeah, I just felt like the place picked me more than anything.
Penny enjoys the community spirit and being part of a team.
Oh, I think it's awesome. Like, I'm here for the community. That's why I came here. And to support Iris as well. But the way they work it and how it works is just, yeah, I think it's incredible. We need more of it.
She's also found a sense of purpose by volunteering.
I was on pretty good money when I was in Brisbane. And it didn't really make me happy. I just felt like every day I was just getting up and I didn't want to go to work. And working here, I actually get excited. And I'm like, yeah, what's going to happen in Cockburn today? Because you never know what's going to happen. A sense of actually self-worth. I'm a lot happier now too, so that's good. Just basically helping keep the town alive and donating my time and not getting paid for it.
So how are things going in Cockburn since the Progress Association took control of the pub? Iris Williams says business is booming.
It's just roaring. We've got all of our accommodation and our rest house is full with drillers working in the district. We've got the campground just full all the time. and business here, a post office. We're just amazed how many people come in the post office, and they're quite happy to walk through the bar doors and walk through the pub. Everybody's welcome to do it.
And will the community be able to keep it going? Iris believes they can.
I believe if the spirit is passed on by all of us oldies, that it should live in the hearts of the younger people as well. I believe it'll continue. All of the tourists that come through say, we prefer to stay in a little town like this where people have got spirit, and that's what we want to continue. I'd love to see it go, and I'd like to think it will still be going when I'm dead and gone.